The World This Week, Politics.
Despite the storming of the Capitol building by a mob of supporters of Donald Trump, more than 100 Republican congressmen and a handful of senators persisted in their challenge to the certification of Joe Biden's victory in America's presidential election. The protesters were egged on by Mr. Trump. Rather than condemn the violence, he said they were very special. Mr. Biden's win was eventually confirmed by Congress. Earlier, 10 former Secretaries of Defense, including Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, felt it necessary to write an open letter reminding the armed forces of their solemn obligations to support the Constitution. Democrats won both runoff elections in Georgia for Senate seats, giving the party control of the chamber. Raphael Warnock was one of the victors. He is the first black person from the South to hold a Senate seat since the post-Civil War era, and only the 11th black senator overall. A judge in Britain refused America's extradition request for Julian Assange, finding that the founder of WikiLeaks is at risk of committing suicide. America's Justice Department will appeal against the ruling, noting that the court had accepted all the legal points it had raised about Mr. Assange's leaking of classified material. Mexico has offered him political asylum. Britain was once again in lockdown as cases and deaths from COVID-19 soared. Schools were shut down a day after Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, insisted they were safe. Mr. Johnson also cancelled school academic exams this summer, but forgot about the vocational exams taking place this month. The minister in charge left the decision on whether to hold these assessments in subjects such as health and social care to the institutions themselves, creating more confusion. There was increasing concern within the European Union that vaccination programs have got off to a slow start. Although Britain has injected around 1.5% of its population already, Germany has administered merely 317,000 jabs, or 0.4% of its people. France did not break the 1,000 mark until January 4th. The Netherlands did not start vaccinations until January 6th. Many blame the European Commission's centralized procurement system for vaccines, though national delivery systems are plainly also at fault. With little fuss, Britain and the EU began their post-Brexit trading arrangements. A new National Assembly dominated by the Socialist Party, loyal to the dictatorial regime of Nicolas Maduro, took office in Venezuela. It replaces a legislature controlled by the opposition, which lost an election in December that was widely regarded as fraudulent. Juan Guaido, the speaker of the outgoing assembly, who was recognized by more than 50 democracies as Venezuela's interim president, held a swearing-in ceremony for a parallel legislature.